So we're here with, well, I can only describe him as a Ross FM original because he actually was on our airwaves. It is, of course, Kevin Woods.
How are you doing? It's great to see you guys.
Yeah. It's nice to meet you, by the way.
Thanks, Mark.
You have to come back to Ross FM.
I will have to make an appearance very soon, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
In the coming weeks, maybe we'll see how it goes. It's just time is very difficult to kind of get a hold of these days. So, yeah, I'd love to only go back and do a music show again, but it's just, you know, it's not from the... I haven't lost the ability to talk anyway, that's for sure. I do miss the station, actually. How are you getting on?
Great.
Sorry, I meant to answer questions.
Sorry, Kevin, we're the interviewers. Yeah.
No, actually, that's really, really good. So tell us, why are you here today?
I was an escort for the Rose Roscommon Common selection in 2017, and I won Best Escort, so I'm here just representing the escorts from last year.
Well done.
And, take a few photos, smile, say
very
a few good words, bits
and
pieces like that.
Actually.
Well, something like that, yeah. I might need a drink to kind of settle the nerves, but, yeah.
And any advice now for the escorts this year?
Basically, look sharp. If a camera's knocking around, hide the pints. assist your roles in any way you can. Show up to your events. If anything is requested of you with regard, like as in, for example, we done a lip sync battle last year, and it is of utmost importance to say, learn your moves, learn your lines. Or I know it's a lip sync, but at least look like you know what you're at. But other than that, no, look, I mean, just in general, it's a great buzz and it's great for the crack and it's great to be involved with. And even just from the point of view of networking with people, it's a great, like as in, I met 30 odd people last year that I'd never even crossed paths with prior to that, and I'd consider myself well versed in the art of talking to Roscommon people.
He's been taking a selfie with Daniela at the same time. Very good.
So,
as well, can you tell us a little bit about your outfit tonight? Because I'm asking all the escorts.
Right, well,
I've
actually
had some very weird answers. So.
There's a good story to this. I actually bought this suit for a wedding back in 2016 for a fellow presenter in Ross FM. And I've got great hell wear out of it actually since. But would you believe, I lent it to my brother this week. He's in college in UCD up in Dublin. And he was going on a date with this girl that he's trying to impress. And it turned out anyway that the races were actually called off. So Yvonne messaged me yesterday, or came in to the pharmacy yesterday evening. I work in Rossmead Pharmacy, by the way. Yvonne said, are you coming to this thing tomorrow night? I was like, oh, yeah. Was it on? So I was like, yeah, grand, okay. But I panicked because I didn't have a suit. So my father very kindly drove the whole way up to the UCD campus this morning, collected my suit and had it back to me literally as
for
I came back the door.
Manners.
Yeah, he had it to the door at 6 o'clock this evening. So I'd be suited and booted.
Aren't
for
you so lucky?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a great guy, yeah. I'm
so
very
lucky?
Glad to have
it. That was a really, really
beat
good
that.
Story. That was a really good story.
And I needed a new tie, so I got that today at Donald's, who are very good to me as well. So they gave me a voucher last year for winning the escort.
I suppose you have loads of pros of being part of all this event.
Oh, totally, yeah. Like, I mean, I've nothing but good things to say about it. I originally got drafted into it about 3 years ago, and it was by pure happenstance. My cousin was actually one of the Roses contesting in it, and there was a spare ticket going the evening of the event. She's like, oh, come on, is there any chance you go? And I was like, right. So I ended up going, and we had a great night, and I ended up kind of looking up on the Rose and Escort, and like, you know what, I'd love to do that. So I was approached last year by Yvonne and co, and they asked me would I be interested in becoming an escort, and I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I was very nervous, but luckily a friend of mine was actually drafted in to be an escort as well. So we walked in together, and we had a great time. It was over the space of 4 weeks, and it was just brilliant, brilliant fun.
94.6. This is Ross FM.